Here, I'll pull that out a little bit. Okay. Here we go. To get this tape started here, we are at the home of Frank Nesif in Grove City, Minnesota, and it is almost noon on July 23rd, 2002, and we have Frank and his wife here at home, and I'm showing him a few things that we've made about his career, and we're going to talk about his baseball career and other parts of his life, and I promise not to take up the entire afternoon. Hey, Frank, how old are you?
No. 84 and a half.
84 and a half years old. And when exactly is your birthday?
November 29th.
Okay, November 29th. And what year were you born?
1917.
1917. Wow. And where exactly were you born?
Badger, Minnesota.
Oh, okay. I've even heard of that. Where exactly is Badger?
It's just south of the border, Canadian border up north.
Gosh, do you know where Kennedy is?
Kennedy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Some friends of mine and I were just up at a wedding in Kennedy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. How long did you live in Badger?
6 months.
6 months? Wow, you weren't a bat much of a Badger then, were you?
No. Yeah, my folks moved to Norton, South Dakota.
Okay, where is that? Here, I'll just move that over so it's not in your way.
That's Lake North. Oh, it's about 100 miles northwest of.
What happened after that?
Well, farming.
Okay, he was farming, all right.
Yeah. Montrose, Minnesota.
Yeah, I went through Montrose. Yeah.
Yeah. We're just South Dakota.
Okay. Montrose, South Dakota?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we moved to Westport, Minnesota.
Oh, you lived up in Elk River?
Yeah.
Okay, on Highway 10.
Going north? Yeah. Or, yeah, right.
Yeah, because that's very close to where I live.
No. 169.
Yeah, that's very close to where I live.
Yeah. I'll be darned.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right.
What ages were you in Elk River then?
Oh.
Were you 10 yet?
Boy, I was 14.
Okay.
14 years old?
High school there?
Yeah.
You went to high school in Elk River?
Yeah.
And where did you two meet? How'd you meet?
I don't know.
Just no,
I
know. Interesting to find those things out.
That was 61 years ago.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I'm just going to move your coffee cup
right
there.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. That way I'll be able to hear you a little bit better, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so you went to high school in Elk River.
Yep. Let's see, then I started playing ball with Zimmerman when I was 16. Oh. I pitched for the town team in Zimmerman.
Games from that Zimmerman team?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You were 16 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you start out as a pitcher?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. And how did it come to be that you were a pitcher at that time?
I was playing catch and could throw hard, that's all.
Okay, you could throw hard, but you didn't really probably have any fancy pitching or experience behind you. You just could put it over the plate.
Just threw to the catcher.
Did you?
Threw to the catcher. My brothers.
Five brothers, six kids all together?
Six boys.
Whoa.
Three girls.
Six boys and three girls?
Yep.
Oh, man, that's a family.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh. And then I had an older brother that he was a left-hand pitcher. Had something to do with it, you know.
Okay, sure.
Pitcher. Semi-pro or semi-ball. Pitcher.
Sure. Like American Legion and things like that?
Yeah.
Or?
No, just every town had a baseball team.
Yeah.
You know? Back in them days.
Yeah.
Wisconsin.
Right.
What pitching in high school?
Yeah.
At the high school level, anyway.
No, before high school, even.
Even before high school?
I couldn't make the high school team.
Really?
I wasn't good enough.
Really? No kidding.
But I joined the American Legion team, and then we played the high school, and we beat the high school, so I guess somebody was wrong.
Somebody messed up on their scouting report there, eh?
Yeah.
And
then the superintendent, the coach, come out to the farm and wanted me to baseball team, you know, at school. And I talked to my dad, and he said, well, I have to do. So I refused. I wouldn't play with him.
They said no once.
That's right. Yeah. 18, 19 strikeouts in a ball game. You know?
Oh, man.
Right?
If they couldn't see it, they couldn't hit it, right?
They couldn't hit it. They never. They're lucky they hit it.
Zimmerman played what other teams then?
Oh,
what was,
like,
who was in their
like
circuit?
Princeton, Elk River, and Orr.
I thought about those years in a while. You can even think of this much.
70 years, 68 years ago. What the hell?
Sheesh.
You don't remember much.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm here because we don't want people to forget this stuff. This is too important. Baseball is too important.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got you around age 16 playing town ball for Zimmerman.
Yep, right.
And then how'd you get from Zimmerman to Pennington Ghent?
Oh.
That's a long stretch.
Yeah, that's a long story, too. See, my older brother.
Whose name was?
Al.
Okay.
He was, I don't know how he come in contact with a scout from the St. Louis Browns. And I'm going back and forth. The Browns sent me a contract. Plus, and they put me in a Class D league. And, you know, I was in 34, I was just 17. Down in San Antonio and dumb farm kid, you know? And I got down there and things weren't going the way they should. So I just packed my bag and I went home.
Oh my.
I jumped and I went home. Well, then, never heard nothing, you know. And sick. The St. Louis Cardinals had a tryout camp in Mankato.
Okay.
And I went down there and I pitched a couple of innings, you know. And I went to Missouri.
Okay.
In Monette. Well, then, ball. You can't play professional ball.
Because you got the contract.
And this was the commissioner at that time, you know.
So?
And they sent me to Pennington, Virginia. Pennington Gap.
So is there
anyway? It's off.
Nice from them.
To you, they weren't going right, or to everybody else, they weren't? Or
no,
coaches,
was,
or?
No, it was. Yeah, it was a lot of the management and stuff, you know. Yeah, they have their...
Yeah.
Now, I got my release. No, 40.
Oh, this was 40, okay.
Yeah.
So you
had
the Millers. Okay.
I got out there, and so they told me it was, I think, about... And signed me to a contract to go to Crookston. In the spring.
It's like a farm team to the Millers?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Okay, the Crookston Pirates.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And, it was going good. Last place team.
Last place team?
Yeah.
Oh, man, so in other words, you didn't get much rent support, probably.
No.
Well, that is amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
3-5 with Minneapolis, huh?
Yeah, 3-5. Yep. 3-5. And that's two different sources, too.
It is.
Yeah. Probably pretty correct.
Oh, yeah. I believe that.
Yeah.
3-5.
I won in Milwaukee.
Your first game was won in Milwaukee at Borchardt Field.
And I come up here. Yeah. In third baseman's head with two runners on, and both of them scored.
That was the St. Paul game.
Yep.
Was that at Lexington Park or at Nicollet Park?
Nicollet.
Okay.
Nicollet. I was one of the first rookies that started and finished his first game in Nicollet Park. 11-4.
Oh, my gosh. Baseman for St. Paul would have been. You have any idea?
Gil
English.
Oh, yeah. Yep,
Gil English.
Yeah, I remember him.
And I know he had a lot of games in the American Association.
Yeah, he played there a long time.
Wow, yeah, okay, yeah. And he shared third base. Boy, it looks like he played 107 games there.
Yeah.
Ollie Bama would have been playing with the Saints that year also.
Yeah,
second
Red base. Crest was a manager.
Red Crest, first
he was
base.
Manager.
Yep, manager. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. And anyway, we'll get into some of that a little later if we have time. But so you won your first game in Milwaukee. Now, had you lost any games up to that point? So you were 1-0.
Yeah. I was 3-0.
You were 3-0?
At one time, yeah. And then I relieved a game in St. Paul.
Uh-huh.
And I walked in the winning run after two plays at the plate that was argued both of them.
Oh, man.
And so that was my first loss.
Paul, too.
Yeah. And then...
After coming in late, or had you started that game?
No, I relieved.
Oh, in relief, okay.
I relieved both games.
Hmm.
I was in an afternoon game in St. Paul, or vice versa,
mm-hmm,
whichever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, that... Then... Milwaukee, and a Lou Novikov.
Yeah. That Hungarian.
Yeah.
I guess he was quite an entertainer once he got up to the big show.
Oh yeah, but what the hell are you doing? He said.
Thing helmet days.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Quite as hard then.
Oh, I think so. I don't think there's much difference.
Yeah. Awfully tight. Back Novikov.
Yep.
And Jelani came out.
Yeah, Angelo.
Anyhow. Right. He had to look out for the best interests of the whole team.
Oh, yeah. Happens, you do it every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
They all do.
And in the Twins game the other day, he threw it back to the pitcher. Mm-hmm. Or not to the pitcher,
hit him
at the pitcher.
Hit him in the leg.
Yeah. Didn't they suspend the pitcher, too?
Yeah.
Mr. Pitcher, what do you say to that?
Yeah, right. No, well, he was throwing at him. There's no question about it.
Plunked him right in the ribs.
Right. Yeah. Then in 42, it was fun down there, but seems not more than seven games on it.
Only this is American, only American Association.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And this is from the database. Now, for Eau Claire...
Yeah.
You had the 3-5 season with Minneapolis, plus you had the 7-7 with Eau Claire, correct?
Yeah.
And then in 42, you were, that's on the first page here, 7-5.
Yeah.
Too bad. Yeah. But your ERA sparkled. It was the best of your career. In 12 decisions, you had a 2.72 ERA.
Well, I know that. Rosie Ryan was our manager.
Okay, he was the manager then.
Yeah, and
Wilfred.
The only reason I think Minneapolis set me down in 41 was that them pitch Eau Claire, their one pitcher got a sinus infection and he couldn't even. Bain.
Oh, Bain, and he was one of their top pitchers.
Well,
too.
But what did he? What was his record?
In 41 was 15-8. One.
Oh, okay.
And he's not listed in 42.
No. In 42, he went to...
How long ago was Jason here?
Oh, when was it? Last winter.
Okay, so it wasn't quite a year ago even.
No. December? I started acting up. My leg hurt.
Down by your ankle there?
Up in here. Cellulitis. Then, I don't know, stumbled onto ultrasound, and then they thought they found something.
The whole problem.
That's what we did.
They did a number on that. Look at that. That's got to be a full. It's looking good, though.
All the way up to here, see?
Oh, that's got to be a full 30 inches worth of.
Oh, yeah.
Holy moly. It's looking fantastic, though. Appointment.
You know,
they always used to put vitamin E on dairy farmers, so they, whatever they could find, that's what they would use. I didn't mean to disturb
Medford,
your concept.
Minnesota?
No, Medford, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know there's a Medford, Minnesota, too, yeah.
Right north of Owatonna.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I believe that they're about the same size.
Oh,
yeah, Medford's the county seat in Taylor County, Wisconsin.
Oh.
And it can't be more than about 5,000 people. Maybe this one's smaller. Okay.
Just a little dump.
Okay, probably a feed mill, and that's about it. Mm-hmm. So Lauren Bain had a 15-8 record, and that surprises you.
Yep, it does.
Okay, we'll look into that. Because sometimes he says, that we'd like to talk to you guys who were actually there.
Because he took a... Oh. Yeah, because... God, he didn't pitch. In the playoffs, I won 3 or 4 games in that doggone playoffs.
Well, you know what? This may not include any of the playoffs.
Could be.
That may include only regulation.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, that's good that you mentioned that because, yeah, I wouldn't have thought, you know, that they would, like with the record books, the way they are, they have a separate place for the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you remember who you played in the playoffs?
Yeah, we'd play Grand Forks. It'd be Grand Forks 9-0, and I think I shut them out twice, but I can't remember.
Had it been? Was that 42?
And we played Duluth. And I pitched it. That was number one. Then it worked out so that it was my turn to pitch again on the last game, which was the seventh game I shut to lose out for the championship.
Is that game played?
Eau Claire.
Okay.
I had 16 strikeouts that night.
No wonder you remember that.
Westrum was catching. When I went out to warm up, I didn't have nothing.
What is it, September?
Yeah. Latter part, rather. Oh, you know. So... clubhouse. No.
And you guys went in and you got warmed up, sat by the stove.
Yep.
What, some old oil-fired stove?
Yeah.
I can just imagine it.
Yeah. And Jakers went out, just dropped your arm and you had it, you know?
Dropped your arm, you mean like a full follow-through?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right.
For a pitch at that point.
Not a fastball group.
Okay. Pretty much a fastball and a curve?
Threw a forkball once in a while.
Okay. And what did the forkball do?
Well, just your fastball on it just slows it up quite a bit.
Yeah. Motion.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But the added friction of your...
Yeah.
Hang on to your fingers, you know.
That a change of pace?
Oh, sure.
Okay, so a forkball and a change of pace could be almost the same.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. I'll be honest.
Well, I never really realized
like
that.
These guys now, they throw them.
Yeah.
That's nothing but a forkball.
Really? The split finger is nothing but a forkball?
That's all.
It makes sense. I mean, it's...
And it's the way they let go of it. You know, if they happen to throw a forkball and snap their wrist at the same time, it puts that spin on it. It's going to go down.
Down and away. Or in on a lefty.
Go across the big threads. You got 4 seams rotating.
Gotcha.
So the 2 theory, you only got that one that's on the bottom. That's the other ones are just the
seams. Actually, on one of those cool things in Lake was. I mean, a lot of rivers and you know thick vegetation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a fairly
humid area.
Yeah. You then.
Okay. Okay. What about what it did to the pitch, though?
Oh, that I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay. Because you have the advantage of you pitched up in this part of the country.
You pitched
down in Virginia, down that part of the country, and you pitched down in Missouri.
Oh, sure.
And so you must have had some climatological extremes. There
as far as
any sense or difference?
Realize it, you know?
Yeah.
That's all come on to the, in all this sophisticated stuff.
Sure.
That
my generation.
That they try to tell you, which is a lot of BS. A lot of BS.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a whole lot of difference between today than there was on Sunday, I'll tell you that. That's not BS.
Oh, the weather.
talking about in relation to baseball.
I'm talking baseball, right.
Yeah. It gets down to some pretty fine hairs, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
They really split some fine hairs.
They try, I don't know, educate nobody that's played baseball.
Right. Because basically what it amounts to, if you're a ball player, is getting out there and doing it. And learning from experience.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot about your career, and I don't want to miss any highlights, because you've shared a lot of your highlights with us. And that's great. What I was thinking, you know, I've been here almost a full hour now, and, you know, I know that it's not the smartest thing. You know, I don't want to wear you out.
Oh, no.
I don't want to wear you out. I'd rather just come back again in a month and talk about some other stuff.
Yeah.
But whatever you want to do.
Oh.
What I have here is I have some questions, and I think it's probably a good time right now to go over some of these questions.
Okay.
And some of it, because we've already just been sort of loosely talking, we might have already covered. I've got the correct spelling of your name.
Yep.
We've got the birth date and the place. How about your main occupation in life? When you were done with the ball playing, you were done with the Army. I know you said you were a mechanic on the jet fighters.
Yeah.
A little bit about that. Your Army career, your Navy, or Naval Squadron career.
In 42, I was going to be gone. So, they had to get somebody that was going to, some older guy that was going to stay there, you know?
Yeah.
So, I come out, and I was supposed to be drafted the 17th day of July. And so, on a B-25. And then,
and in Texas, where was that school?
Out of Wichita Falls.
Oh, okay. Is that up in the Panhandle?
Yeah.
Panhandle? Yep.
And, we went to Inglewood, California. Then come back to St. Louis, Jefferson Barracks.
And so
that's where they figure out where the hell you're going, yeah?
Okay.
And then,
Pacific, Atlantic, Europe, or whatever.
Yep. And then from there I went to ship. Took us 51 days to get from New York to Bombay, India. Changed ships in the middle of the damn ocean. And out of India. Because the British Mauritania took too much water for her to go into the dock. So
because
I don't know how
shallow wind.
Yeah, I don't know how many miles we were offshore, but it was a long time because we was on the British Mauritania. No, we got on a French Stratemeyer, changed ships out there, and then
west out of India, rather than east towards the jungles.
Yeah.
Okay, then what happened?
Well, then, after in Karachi, then we was what they called a casual. Different veterans in Sam Valley. And then all work, you know. Valve covers, that's the biggest thing on them radial engines was keep them.
Those kind of, with that kind of a, I don't know the specifics about a radial engine, but what did that have more vibration?
No, Allison inline in a 12 cylinder.
What were those made?
And he, oh yeah, we had a department that did a complete overhaul.
You know,
we had to see that he got done.
The pilot would be flying. He might notice that a certain gauge was
right,
saying like low oil pressure,
right,
or
right. Rear heat indicator across the throttle bracket. For his maximum, have more. He could go through it, you know, and give it more. Yeah.
Oh wow, almost like an overdrive.
Yeah, right, right. So then,
huh,
it was over there. And then we went to, flew into Mishinaw. Valley. We went to Mishinaw, Burma.
Okay, Mishinaw's in Burma. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Japs was there, you know, and had one end of the runway, we had the other end. Guns rocked.
A hell of a long runway.
It was no, it was about a mile.
Okay.
But
to me, that's a long runway.
Yeah. Yeah. It was less than a mile from where they were dug in, east of us.
That's nice.
All that.
Wow. So you basically occupied the same airstrip.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know, our pilots. When we finally got going, our pilots were flying a mission in 6 minutes. Take off, bomb, strafe, and back in the relentment in 6 minutes.
Holy moly.
So they were close.
Was that part of the effort to take complete control over the airstrip now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We finally got it.
Reading a book about Bataan. Close.
No.
Okay,
no,
Luzon.
No.
All that area. Okay.
Oh, you've heard of that?
Yeah.
Well, we patrolled that for a lot of time.
Wow.
And got the Japs out there and chased them out. So that station, our group went up, that three squadrons went up and intercepted 60 Jap planes and bombers and fighters.
Oh, geez.
We went up, intercepted them, down 59 of them. One got away.
Air fleet first.
Right.
Then they don't have any recourse. They have to stay on the ground.
Right.
What are your feelings about? I mean, I'm sure you were more than. I mean, what were your feelings about leaving what was shaping up to be a pretty only
24
not quite
years old?
Yeah, not quite.
When you were with, what do you feel about leaving? I mean, I've read stories about people who were picked up in their prime, and
then,
well, you know. They didn't, depending upon their age, they either continued with baseball, like Ted Williams, obviously,
yeah,
or you know, they might have gotten an injury or something like that.
Well, I didn't like it, no, but you had to go.
Yep.
So make the best of what you have.
Yep.
And after I got through that, without any,
I
went spring training in 46. The year that Mike Kelly sold his franchise to the Giants.
Okay.
And there was four of us on a war roster. His franchise was not on that roster. He was on a war roster.
And what does a war roster mean?
That's the guys that was in the Army.
Is there, but you guys still deserve to try out.
Oh,
you've proven yourself before, you can
yeah,
prove
right
it again.
So we spring training and when the deal was all made and to the
that's okay, gotta, oh, okay, there we go.
New Braunfels, Texas, I think.
Ha.
And but when I come home we're not from there. Come home from someplace else. We'd moved. We was coming north. Anyway, he called me up and wanted me to go to Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Chattanooga Lookouts.
Yep. So I said, no, not interested. Said to hell with it.
Well, after all that shipping around.
Yeah, but
where was the initial, the very first Miller's spring training camp that you've gone to? Was that the New Braunfels?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So that's where the camp was that year, spring training.
Yeah, well, all three times I was down there.
Okay, 40, so 46 being the last one?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a nice town. Nice place.
They had some flooding problems this year.
Yeah,
they probably. Yeah. Recognized new brownfields when they put it up on the.
Yep. New 25 miles north of San Antonio.
Okay.
So I come home and I was home for a few days when Owatonna come up, the Southern Mini League, and Owatonna Club offered me so much money for playing baseball and got me a job on the side. So I went to work for Owatonna Tool Company.
I've heard of them. Actually, I have one of their tools.
Yeah. And then I was playing ball every Sunday and Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was making just as much money as I was in Minneapolis.
Oh, my gosh. Huh. Now, what'd you do with the Owatonna Tool Company?
I was on a small screw machine, making little legs. Wheel puller legs.
I have a wheel puller.
It's a wheel puller with, it's got a lot of threads.
Yeah.
With a square head on them.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, mine has a knob, but.
Okay. Yeah. So I was making that leg. What they call a leg. The first order was 10,000 of them.
And basically each one of those legs is about this long.
Some of them. But I was making them about this one.
Whoa.
Little wheel pulls for clocks and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know they made anything but automotive related equipment.
No, they made
everything. Whoa. Oh my gosh.
Oh.
And how long did you stay with them?
That summer.
Okay.
I could have stayed on at the tool company, but I didn't like it.
Okay, really? Factory work?
Inside, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Inside. Hot and oily.
Oh yeah. All that cutting oil?
Yeah. So, I just walked the tool through. I went home, all of 46, and I went to work for a company in Litchfield.
Okay.
Then in February, the brother that was on the farm with my dad, he didn't want to stay there. He wanted to go to Detroit. In the Navy, and he was an electrician in the Navy, and he went and take it up with him. So he went to Detroit, and I went out on the farm with my dad. It was in February, and we was renting that farm. The landlord died, I think he died in March or April. And we bought the farm, so about 560 acres north of Litchfield.
Wow, pretty good sized farm.
Yeah.
Especially for what, a two-man operation?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Dairy?
No, beef.
Okay.
Beef and hogs.
All right.
So it was there till 4 or 5 years. And my dad got killed in a car wreck in South Dakota. And so I farmed it a couple of years alone. I had artists. And couldn't get no help in them days, you know. And then I sold it. Bought a smaller farm. Had that about 10 years. Sold that and moved in. And after I bought that smaller farm, there wasn't enough there to keep to make a living, hardly, you know.
Okay.
So I went to work for Johnson Brothers Construction Company, and I was there for 15, 18 years.
Wow. In what capacity?
Well, I guess I was foreman.
Okay.
On the pipe crew, whatever. You know.
Man, you really got around.
Yeah.
Kind of a jack of all trades.
Right.
Did you learn most of those skills from your dad, or some of it was from the Army, or?
No. When I first went to work for Johnson Brothers, I was driving over a low boy. Hauling heavy equipment.
Whoa.
I like that. Did that for about 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And then they wanted me to get out of the ground. Well, one boss and I got to be real good friends. We worked like hell all summer and then we just all winter.
Oh, wow.
Iced.
Oh, man. Some good times, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's what makes a job. Get connected and become pals with somebody that,
yeah.
You know, then it's not drudgery as much anymore.
No, and then his wife, and artists, they got to be good friends, and the kids got to be good friends, and they had a cabin up at, well, they had a nice lake home up on Child Lake up in northern Minnesota here.
Okay.
We used to go up there a lot, fish 2 pound of crappies.
Oh, jeez. Angler's dream.
Yep.
Oh, man.
We used to catch a lot of them.
So when did you retire finally?
Oh, 1980, I guess.
Okay. So you were retired before I took my first teaching job in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
That was in 84.
Yes. Well, I drove a school bus for 16 years.
Oh, okay.
Just for little supplement.
Sure. Yeah. You knew the roads plenty well around here.
Oh yeah.
Now our daughter, she's driven bus for how many years now? She's done it a year, right?
Oh really?
She's driven about 16, 17, 18 years.
Oh man, oh man. Well now in this picture with you in the Cardinals uniform. This was the year Pennington Gap.
Yep.
Okay.
It's Monette, Missouri. There.
Okay. This is Monette, and was this picture taken in Monette, Missouri?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
The frame is very familiar looking to me because I have a picture of my dad in the Medford High School football team.
Oh.
A smaller photo, but the exact same kind of frame. Yeah. So this was taken in Monette, Missouri,
yep.
And who are you living with? I see this nice residential house by.
Yeah, that's where we lived.
Okay.
There was, I think, three of us guys had rooms there.
Okay, so this was basically a rooming house?
Yeah.
Here, and was this the house here? Or
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
no kidding.
But I don't remember the people's names.
Okay. Now, my wife's father was born in Moberly, Missouri.
Oh.
I wonder if that's in North Central. So where exactly is Monette? I'm trying to think of what the name of that lead.
I think Monette.
Arkansas, Missouri.
I don't know, about 100 miles south of Springfield.
Oh, okay. So it's south then.
So yep. It'd be down in there.
Yeah, it's south. Actually, that's the area where one of my favorite old brewers is from, Ted Gullick.
Oh, yeah.
You remember Ted Gullick?
Oh, yeah. I struck him out every time I faced him.
Oh, my gosh. Well, how do you like that?
How do you like that?
How
big, tall first baseman.
Yeah. Yeah, and played left field, too.
Yep.
Yeah, he's one of my absolute favorite brewer guys. Anything related to Ted Gullick, I try to pick up if I can.
Oh.
I'd like to go down and see where he's buried. He just died about a year and a half ago. He was in his mid-90s.
Yeah, I did a strike out every time. I strike out. What? No, Westbrook.
Okay. Was he from Upper?
Yeah.
I have this list of.
Yeah, he's from Clearbrook, Minnesota. That's up northwest of here.
Okay. The Minnesota. These are the Minnesota players that I have. And Westrom's not on here for some reason. Maybe he had died before this came out, but. So you remember facing Ted Gullick?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was from Koshkonong, Missouri.
Oh.
That's north, south central, a little to the east.
Oh.
A little towards Memphis.
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, he was, he was one of the career brewers. There was a few career brewers, and he was one of them that was there for about 9 years, and then he got traded to Pacific Coast League to Portland in 43. And I think they missed his bat because he could hit some home runs.
Oh, yeah.
And then he had a couple of good seasons. Then he managed for Portland.
Whoa.
After that in the mid-40s. Well, let me see if you know any of these names here. This guy, let's see, Julio Becker. John Blanchard.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember that name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think he was a catcher, was he?
That I can't tell you because I don't
yeah.
really know these guys. Odie Clark probably remember Odie Clark.
Otis Clark.
Yeah.
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 He was on Old Fur.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember seeing his name on here.
Yeah. He was.
He lives in or I don't know if he's alive or not, but he played for he played in 45 in the majors.
Yeah.
And he lived in Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
Yeah. Did he play the Chicago White Sox?
That I can't tell you. That I don't know.
Okay.
I just know that I know he had American Association and the Northern League. I have his autograph. I don't have that many autographs, but I've got Odie Clark's. I'm going to have yours.
Well, I'll tell you how...
Give me your autograph before the day's over?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I got a card for you here to sign.
I can write it.
Okay, well, we'll just worry about it. Really? Uh-huh. Oh, that's not going to bother me at all. Now, Paul Giel, you've probably heard of his name.
Yeah.
He's a pretty popular guy.
Yeah, he just died.
Yeah, just a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Milt Nielsen? Milt Nielsen.
Maybe.
He lived in St. Peter, and he played in the bigs in 1949. Milt Nielsen.
Huh.
Could be. I don't know if he had. I think he was also American Association.
Yeah.
Here's one. Hal Rather?
No.
Okay. Mickey Rocco? He was in the bigs in 43. Howie Schultz.
Yeah.
Okay, Stillwater he lived in. So
yeah.
Howie Schultz.
Yeah, he was in Brooklyn.
Okay.
St. Paul.
Okay, yeah, because I have these marked if they're American Association.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Dwayne Sloat.
Yeah.
Okay, remember that name?
Left hand.
Oh, all right. By the way, what hand were you? Righty? Okay. Got to keep checking this to make sure we're not running out of tape.
Right.
Let's see, Jim Suchecki?
Nope.
Okay, he lived in Zimmerman. He died in July of 2000. Wayne Terwilliger?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's with the Saints now.
Yeah,
first base coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because I know he was wasn't he a Miller? Yeah, he was a Miller.
At one time.
Yeah, in the early
50s. Yeah, but he was with Detroit in the big leagues, right?
Yeah, and the Cubs.
And the Cubs, yeah.
And the Cubs.
But I remember him with Detroit, with Goose Goslin, him and Gooser, second and shortstop.
Okay. The 1-2 combination up the middle. Okay, how about Bill Tuttle? He was from Anoka,
yeah,
which is right up by where I am,
yeah,
on the way to Elk River.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Bill Tuttle. I don't know if he's alive or not. But then there's three more. Johnny Van Kuyk. Okay. I know he was Wisconsin born, but he ended up living in Rochester. Leo Wells. Okay. And he ended up living in St. Paul. And then the last one's Don Wheeler. And Don lives in South Minneapolis. I got his address.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What's his address? It's just off Chicago Avenue.
Oh yeah? 8127 Colfax Avenue.
Sure. I bet you that's the same place he lived 40 years ago.
I'm going to have to give him a call. Yeah, I'm going to have to give him a call.
No, sir. We haven't.
No, what was that name?
Ernie Sawada.
Yeah, he's on here. I just wrote his name down last night.
Well, he is.
Yeah, let me see if I can find it. Yeah, Ernie Sawada.
Okay.
Crookston, 1940.
Yeah. I'll be
now. Ernest Sawada, 11-11, 3.44 ERA.
In Crookston.
Yeah, with Crookston. Where is Crookston?
Crookston is...
It's not in Canada.
You know where Grand Forks is?
Yeah.
North Dakota?
Yeah.
Well, Crookston is about 20 miles straight east.
So it's North Dakota?
No. Minnesota, just
across
the line.
Oh, it's in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Oh,
in Minnesota.
God. Huh.
It's east of east of Grand Forks.
Oh, so that's very close to where you were originally born.
Well, yeah, I was born farther north and east.
Okay, farther north and east, okay. Wow.
That Ernie Sawada, he's a doctor.
No kidding.
Yeah, he's a doctor in Eagan. Eagan, Minnesota. Yeah, he was...
So would he still be alive?
Oh, I talked to him one time, I don't know, about 10 years ago.
Well, I'll have to check it out. Find out where...
He and I, many years after quit playing ball, or after we seen each other, really, he was over here in Waverly. He was pitching for... I don't even know who I was pitching for. But anyhow, Ernie and I hooked up.
This wouldn't have been with when you were playing for Owatonna.
No. This is after, way after that, yeah.
No kidding.
But that guy, anyhow, Ernie, he was going to get a little smart.
Oh, I'll bet. After all, he became a doctor.
He threw me a changeup. And I hit it out of the park.
Whoa! The pitcher gets a home run.
After the game, he told Artie, I should have known better. Yeah.
You didn't have a bad... On the Crookston team.
Right.
So then, some odd years
later... met down here in Waverly. Never forget it.
Okay, so that was in Waverly.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Came up through Waverly on the way up.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
And then another time, this guy from Waverly, his first name was George, I don't remember his last name. He owned the elevator down there. Winstead went to the state, and they were state champions, Class A ball, you know. And they had the state tournaments for the Class A and the state hall. Well, they were champs. So this guy in his elevator, he got together a team for the Wright County All-Stars.
Mm.
And then he come out to the farm, and he wanted me to pitch that game. So...
When was this, in about 1960 or so?
No, this is about... 49, 50.
Okay, so it's quite a bit earlier.
Okay.
49
or 50. Well, anyway, we agreed, and I went over. The ball game started, and there was a guy by the name of Romanchuk was pitching for Winstead. And Winstead had a lot of guys from the cities playing on their team. Well, anyway, third inning, I let off the third inning, and I hit one in the lake for a home run. And we batted around, and I come to bat the second time, and I hit one in the same damn place.
Now, who was this pitcher again?
Romanchuk was his name. And he's the one that took him to the state, but anyhow... I hit two home runs off him in the third inning. There ain't many guys that did that.
In one inning?
One inning.
You guys batted around the second time you came, and you were the pitcher at this time.
I was pitching. And we beat him 11-0.
Oh, my gosh. So you had the team that was from the Boonies, and they had the City Boys team.
Right on.
And you guys killed him.
Yeah, we did.
I love it.
Yep.
That's got a game like that's got to go down in Minnesota history.
It should have.
Holy moly. Put it in the same place, huh?
And he
did. What was the distance of the distance?
Oh, like, hell, they were out there.
I mean, if you're hitting it into a lake, you got to be hitting it a ton.
I'm sure them fences are 330, 340 at the,
yep,
at the power line, you know?
Yeah, that makes for a hell of a big outfield wall.
Well, I hit one Elk River. We got the colored kid from Chicago. They got me in there to pitch for Elk River. And I was playing from Maple Lake, and they got me. And I hit one of the Elk River. I know that fence is 375 out there.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
That's a distance. I mean, even by today's standards, with some of the parts, I mean.
You know. And I hit a few in Elk. I mean, in Kimball. I pitched for Kimball about 3-4 years.
Okay. Where's Kimball?
Kimball is about 30 miles northeast of here.
Okay,
see, it's on 55. It's on 55.
Okay.
And 15.
Okay. Near Annandale, probably. Then.
Yeah.
Not far from Annandale, I bet.
No.
Do you know where the Windy Hill cars, Windy Hill salvage yard is?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's north of Wilmer.
Yeah.
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 I was up there.
Oh.
I was up there about 5 or 6 years ago.
Heck.
And man, did I find some good stuff, because I got the 48 Dodge, the 46 Dodge, and the 66 Dodge.
Oh.
I could have been busy there all day. One of the things I like to do is go and take off the old glass lens clearance lights that they have on them.
Oh, yeah.
And that can be a job, but, you know, you go to a swap meet and buy one of those things. If it's in any kind of shape, you're still paying $25, $30 for those things.
Sure.
Well, I can go down to the yard, take it off myself.
Yeah.
And get it for $1.
Yep.
Correct. Kind of thing. Anyway, that was fun. But when I saw where you were here, I'm going, well, you're not that far from Spicer, where I stayed the night that I went up there.
No.
I drove in from Milwaukee, so I didn't want to drive back. I stayed at a hotel in Spicer. So when you said that, I thought, well, that's. Then I'm thinking Annandale, because it's all coming to a point.
Yeah. Right.
But that, because that's one of the biggest salvage yards and one of the best, upper Midwest.
Oh, yeah, Woody Hill.
Man. And how about French Lake?
Yeah, that's
the old French Lake. I don't know what they're like. It's been 6-7 years since I've been to that one.
Yeah, I don't think I ever been to it.
Because I know a lot of those yards, in Wisconsin anyway, they, because they couldn't meet their environmental regulations, well, all the improvements they would have to make,
they were
crushing cars and, man.
Yeah.
Oh, it just made me sick. I was at one time. When they were taking a cab, an entire cab from a Dodge pickup from the era mid-40s. And I'm going, oh, what could I do? I mean, he was on the flatbed to be hauled to the crusher. And there was nothing I could do.
No.
Because that's the way the world is these days.
Yeah.
Well, let me see what else I have for questions. And I'd kind of like to take a quick look at your scrapbooks. But
yeah.
You know what, as far as those scrapbooks go, I could be here for a couple of hours. I don't even know if I should even open
them. Well, the big one, the little one is kind of a duplicate, so use the big one if you're going to look.
Okay. Because I might just have to come back. How would that be?
Anytime.
Okay, all right. Because, I'm the kind of person where once I start something, I want to do it right.
Yeah.
I don't want to just leap through it and, I'm going through the motions. Let's see here. As a kid, were you a baseball fan?
Yeah.
Did you listen to baseball on the radio?
Well, no, because we didn't have a radio.
Okay. No radio, no baseball on the radio, right?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No, they didn't broadcast games then, did they? When I was a kid, 70 years ago?
Well, the very first broadcast games were in 1927. Very first broadcast games anywhere in the country.
Oh, twice.
And up in this area, WCCO, I don't know when WCCO first started broadcasting Twins games, but any kind of game. I'm sure they would have been broadcasting Miller's games because they broadcast Brewers games in the 30s.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I was thinking. I know the Cubs broadcast, and my dad up in Medford, Wisconsin, 450 miles from Chicago, they got the broadcast at night. They could hear it, pick it up at night, because Chicago stations, were strong. I mean, they sent out a strong signal even back then.
Yeah, I can remember that 34 World Series when Dizzy Dean was pitching.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I remember that in Elk River.
So that was pretty big.
But our radio, isn't it? River. I don't think we had a radio. I don't know. We might have had one, but never got to listen to it.
Wow, yeah. Too doggone busy, I suppose.
Yeah, milking 60 damn cows.
Oh, that's about how many my uncle had.
Yep. It was, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had two kids, actually three kids to help, and his wife. Yeah.
They had milking machines?
Yeah.
We didn't.
You had 60 cows to milk by hand?
Right.
Man, oh man.
There were six.
Well, no wonder probably you were a good pitcher.
Probably six of us. I had something to do with it.
Yeah, great. Eh?
Yeah.
Whoa. And wrists and the whole works. Damn. Forearms.
Yeah.
Now, how'd you lose your part of your thumb there?
Oh. I got it between two concrete pouring buckets when I was working on a road.
Oh, man.
And the guy on the crane, he was a little too big a hurry. Because I was reaching across, there was two of them in a bucket on a cat, and I was reaching over here to hold myself because I didn't have much to stand on, and I caught the hook, slammed the hook, he went to pick it up, you know, and it just dipped in, and my finger was, my thumb was,
oh,
man.
No putting that guy back on, huh?
Feel my glove back, and I can see two white cords sticking out of there.
Oh, jeez. How old were you then?
Oh, yeah, I was 50.
Okay.
52.
Okay. Man, oh man. What are those things, huh? I mean, that's why they call them accidents. Because,
yep.
I mean, something like that, how are you going to...
Then I had a friend, he had his cut off safe place, only on the left hand.
Oh, Jesus.
So he'd go, we'd go to dances or something, you know. And once you used to have a lot of fun with the chief of police. That's what he wanted to know about themselves, you know.
How'd you guys do that, anyway?
Yeah.
Kind of thing, is that right?
Well, told him he had to join a club, and they cut him.
That was the initiation.
I always wanted him to join that club.
Yeah, right.
He was a chicken chip.
Oh, he was one of those kind of guys. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, here, we're going to get down to brass tacks here, and I'm not going to, it's already way after 1 o'clock, way later than I wanted to keep it, because, you know, we'll come back sometime.
Okay.
Maybe my wife and I will come, and we'll take a look at the scrapbooks together.
Yeah.
Something like that. You know, as far as Borchardt Field, one of the things that I do, aside from this American Association thing, is I interview people who used to go to Borchardt Field for visits, for games.
Oh, yeah.
And I talk to them about, you know, what they remember, who their favorite players were on the Brewers, because the Brewers is really my big thing.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you, you know, what do you remember about Borchardt Field and about the old, and the guys that were on the team that you, when you were, I know it's a tough question, because that's you weren't on the team, so you didn't naturally play all that many games there.
No, I don't remember. I remember Ted Gulick, for sure, you know. But the one thing I remember about Borchardt Field, 425 feet to the dead center.
Yeah, it was a deep dead center.
425.
Yep.
And I remember Fabian Gaffke.
Yeah, Milwaukee boy.
Hit one over there. But he was playing with the Millers at the time of year.
Sure. Yo, his almost entire AA career. He never played for the Brewers.
He never did.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was born and raised in Milwaukee along with Joe Hauser and, you know, some of those guys.
Yeah. And then Walt Tauscher.
Yeah, Walt Tauscher, another one.
Wisconsin.
Yep.
Racine.
You betcha.
And then
Billy Klaus. I don't know if you remember him. He was a Brewers pitcher.
No.
Bert Thiel.
No. See,
that was a little later on.
Yeah.
Late 40s.
See, there was Harry. There was Walt Tosher and Chief Hobson.
Oh, yeah, Chief Hobson from Amroh, Wisconsin.
The left-hander,
yeah.
Under submariner.
Yeah.
And then Harry Smythe. And then there was a Harry Kelly, really short, fat, pudgy guy.
Harry Kelly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mickey Hefner. Yeah, and there was a Cash, left-hand pitcher. And then, Bob Klein.
There were stories that they had kept goats at Orchard Field.
Oh, yeah?
And they kept them up on the roof during games.
Oh.
And they would do their job up on the roof.
Yeah.
Which is the roof of where the press box was.
Oh, yeah.
And the press box people would complain.
Oh.
That the stench was just way too much for them to bear. So that didn't last long.
Give me that biggest book. I think
there's me and Joe Hatton.
All right, Joe Hatton.
No kidding, he went to the big league.
Joe Hatton.
There's Joe and I. There's Stacy King, Sting, though.
Yeah, manager of the Brewers in 44. Well, I know he managed the Oakland Oaks, too, and brought them a championship, too. All right, Zimmerman, yeah. Boy, that's going back a ways.
16. There's the Millers.
Oh, I'm going to have the gas looking through this.
Nickel
programs. Nickel scorecards.
Got one that doubled. It went to a dime.
That's gorgeous. Sent pictures and stuff?
Yeah,
okay.
So he had her.
Scan some of that stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's that one? Maybe it's that other one. But you know, this paper is 60 years old.
Mm.
That little one, I got a picture of that whole old Claire Ball Club.
Yeah, now those two.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Charlotte.
Minneapolis Millers, 41. Nicolette Ballpark, 10 cents.
See, I should look up, I still got my pass to Nicolette Ballpark.
Oh, really?
Someplace.
Oh, my gosh. Well, if you ever find it, dig that out. I'd love to see it. I'm just trying to think of when this 10-cent one would be from. It's got the buy the war bonds in here.
42.
Okay, so this would have been 42 then.
There's Westrum.
All right. What a great picture.
Yeah. That's 60 years ago. You know,
Man. Look at that. That's fabulous. Millers arrive home all set for top drive. In fourth place at the time. Milwaukee's picking up the basement. Was that 41? Yeah.
Yeah.
40 and 41 weren't good for the Brewers.
Here's a picture of the whole damn Eau Claire Club.
Here's Frank's name right up here on the back of this program.
Yeah. Here's Tom Sheehan.
Oh, no kidding. Tom Sheehan.
Yep.
Wow, that guy goes back a long ways.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
And
Nesith, not just first AA win. Ooh. Man.
No luck, 7-6, I think.
Man. Now, that's priceless.
aware of, because we didn't, you know.
American Association All-Stars of 1941, souvenir program.
Oh, that's Sheehan.
Yep, Sheehan and Frank. Attaboy, Frank. That's pitching them.
Yeah.
Oh, my, oh, my. Down in New Braunfels. Yeah. Okay, there we go.
Here.
There's the Bears team.
Yep.
Oh, that's Dan. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's the Mr. Northern League guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the Eau Claire Bear guy.
But,
yeah.
All right, are yeah. their names aren't on there, is there?
No. No. I'm going to have to ask Jason about it if he's been able to identify any of them.
Well,
yeah.
I'm on there.
Now, let me see if I can spot you out here. From the pictures I've already seen. Hmm. Were you one of these guys over here? Like maybe this guy right here?
All right. You can't see if there's... I don't know.
You got to get you a magnifying glass.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
There. There.
Really? Right on the end. Yeah. 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 Oh my gosh. How tall were you? Well, man.
I was 6'3".
You were 6'3"? My gosh. Man, you were a regular whip.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, 165 pounds.
Whoa. 6'3", well, I could see in that other picture of you with Sheehan that how lean you were.
Yeah.
And this one, that's a fantastic picture. Oh, yeah, I love that one. Wow. That is awesome. Yeah, I'm just going to have to come back and look right through these things. Man,
right,
man.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can name every guy on there.
Wow.
I'm sure if there are people who want to show,
yeah. Sure. Okay. Sounds good. Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't want to get greedy. It's just... knowing that these things are here, this is great stuff.
Yeah, I used to go to Nicholas Arms to the
big place
there.
Wow. Oh.
That one,
that must have been a riot. So did you drive in from Litchfield then?
No. We lived down there.
Oh, did you live down there at the time? Okay.
42.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What did it cost you to run out of a streetcar? Okay, right in there?
Yeah,
okay.
I think
wow, those were the days, huh?
Plus,
I can believe it. Oh, yeah. Early 40s, right around the time of the war?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah, our granddaughter, she's a
registered nurse.
Critical care,
that's not bad. Not at all. That's more than I ever made as a teacher. Whoa. That's a pretty valuable person to have around.
Yeah.
She has to work too much now. She's got two little ones.
Man, what a bunch of sweeties. Oh, jeez. Talk about adorable.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, wow. What a nice family. Okay. All right.
This is over here.
Good.
Smart.
Oh, yeah. They could take you. A kid like that could take you any way they wanted.
When I come home from the hospital.